right, here's the Real BS Show.
It's the BS Show time again.
That's right.
Sunny outside. We got to make this a quick one because it's nice out.
It's nice.
We don't sit in here, down here in the basement.
Right. So here we go.
All right, yeah, play something. You got all the music lined up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're in charge.
Sounds good.
I've been drifting and I'm drifting, baby. Just like a ship out on the sea. Said I've been drifting and I'm drifting, mama. Just like a ship out on the sea.
Bill, we're back.
We're off and running.
That's right. You've been splitting wood like crazy, haven't you?
It's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. Everybody wants firewood. I don't understand it.
Yeah, they want some dead tree carcasses, you know, to burn that.
Whatever.
Imagine back in the day, you know, before all this industrialization that we have, that was a huge job. Do you think about all the wood that people needed to burn things, to make iron, to make charcoal? You know, you think about, you know, all the wood that needed to be cut down for houses or structures or you name boats, you know, geez, a lot of woodwork.
It's a good thing trees grow by themselves.
That's true. It is recyclable. You know, you think about it.
They don't stop, that's for sure. So... I don't know what the theme is for today, but...
Kind of wake you up kind of theme.
I'm kind of out of it myself. Yeah. I don't know what's the matter.
Well, it just could be the change of season. I think this show could be about waking up, you know, giving you some energy. How about that?
I don't know. I'll sit on the porch and watch the wind blow.
There you go.
Sounds like my good afternoon.
Do you wear hearing protection when you use the chainsaw?
No.
You don't?
Not hearing, nor eye, nor feet, nor nothing.
You just do eye squints?
I do have a pair of gloves, but that's it.
I just know two people that cut their hands with a chainsaw, both relatives, both uncles actually, had chainsaws kicked back and hit them in the hand. It's a dangerous thing. You can split your hand open real quick.
You can cut your leg real fast and real easy.
Oh, yeah.
You should wear a pair of chaps, but I don't have those either.
You don't feel like being a cowboy?
Got some, but I don't know where they're at.
Yeah. There you go.
Of a hassle.
If you want to get Bill a Christmas gift, get him some leather chaps.
No, because I won't wear them anyway. So
he doesn't want to be part of the village people. That's why.
Crazy. So I just be careful. That's all.
Yeah. And you just, instead of safety glasses, you do eye squints, you know?
Yeah, my eyelashes do the work.
Yeah, you do eyelashes. Yeah.
All right, well, let's play some tunes and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
time, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, the cotton is high. Your pappy's rich, and your mama's good looking. Hush, little baby, honey, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you'll rise up singing. Honey, spread out your wings and take to the sky. Until that day, honey, hush up your crying. Your mama and your pappy, honey, they're standing by.
you never can tell. So one for the money, two another show, three for the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Hey, we are back.
We're back.
That's right.
I don't know if I'm back or not.
You don't know?
I think I'm back. I don't know. Maybe I never left.
I think Bill just needs some caffeine. Maybe he needs a Coca-Cola, you know?
Yeah, Coca-Cola would do it.
Yeah.
That'll wake me up.
That'll wake you up, give you some vibe.
You say we can't go down to the post office?
We can.
Oh.
Yeah, we... Yeah.
They said the road was closed or something.
Well, they're redirecting. Leak. They're redirecting people, I guess. I think we should just go over there with tiki torches and just see how much of a gas leak it is.
Yeah, right. I'd love that.
Yeah, we have to get the weather report. It's like 50 degrees out and sunny.
And the air conditioner's on here.
Yeah, that's right. We had to turn the AC off in the basement. They have another AC upstairs, and it's going. I'm kind of shocked by that. And all the ladies up there are all wearing like layers of clothing. And I'm like, do you know you have your AC on right now? And the heater's on. That's kind of an irony, isn't it?
Well, the heater heats it up and the air conditioner tries to cool it down.
And then they have also little personal heaters up there. I was kind of blown away by that. I'm like, I don't think they know they have the AC on. Boy, they need to readjust that. Because it's a little weird up there.
Crazy world we live in.
Now, you don't get me wrong. AC has its purpose. You know, there's places like in the South where you have to have AC, because not just because of the heat, because of the humidity. It's so humid there in some places that the AC just removes the condensation and humidity in the house. And if I'm not careful during the summer, I can get it up to like, you know, it might be 70% humidity in the house, which that can cause black mold. You know,
One thing I hate is black mold.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, though.
Well, it can.
I don't think I've ever had it. So
it can really mess you up, though. Black mold can cause neurological problems, and it can cause breathing problems. You can get pneumonia from it. So it's an issue. It's nothing to mess with. That's all I'll say. but yeah, it's. You know, I went to Bradford. Recently, that was a really nice trip.
A Zippo plant over there?
Yeah, Case Knives and Zippos. I'm a big fan of both. They have their Harvest Fest, which is always a fun festival to go to. But yeah, I like Zippos. I like Case Knives.
Something about Bradford I never liked. I just don't know why.
It's a different town.
You drive through it and it just...
Yeah, it's a different town. The thing that's holding that town up is the Case Zippo factory. But that's a good thing, you know. It's also very hilly there.
Whatever works, I guess.
It's those hills people, Bill.
Yeah, it's hidden up there. It's not on the main drag of anything.
Yeah. Well, sometime we'll have to go out to Kane again. We were out there before to your buddy.
That's fairly close, yeah.
Yeah. It'd be fun to visit them again, you know, if they were open to being talking again, because we interviewed them before.
Kane and St. Mary's and all that stuff out there.
Yeah.
Ridgeway, I think.
Yeah. That's kind of your stomping grounds is your family originally.
I got a lot of relatives there, yeah, that's for sure.
Like your mother's side of the family was down from there, right?
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
The Oakses.
The Oaks?
Oh, boy, they're everywhere.
Oh, the oak tree. Isn't that kind of an irony? You have oak heritage and you're cutting up oak trees.
Yeah. I don't think they spell it the same.
No, probably not.
All right, well, let's play some music.
Yeah.
That's easy. Thank you.
figure strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLauro contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat. Give you time for questions as she locks up your eyes and hers, and you follow till your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue-tiled walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door she leads you to. These days, she says, I feel my life just like a river running. The year of the cat. While she looks at you so coolly, and her eyes shine like the moon in the sea, she comes in incense and patchouli. So you take her to find what's waiting inside, the year of the cat.
not seem the same since you've been gone. Everything looks withered to the bone. But time will bring the rain. You can bloom again the same. Half the learnings and the leaving. That's the only thing we fear. Maybe it's not out there. Maybe this leads nowhere. Home will always be right here. Azalea, life ain't always kind enough to warn ya. Your heart ain't the same as California. Coming back don't mean you're leaving. Here was wrong. Sorry ain't the same as moving on. Even when you pray, you don't always get your way.
Bill,
Blackberry Smoke.
Yeah, that's a newer band. Some of you, I mix in some new and old. You know, you can't have just all old stuff. Sometimes there's some good bands out there still playing. They're new.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Yeah,
I would actually say nowadays there's more new music than ever. Music's not dead. You'll hear on the radio like overly produced music, but if you get on like Spotify or YouTube Music, there's some amazing bands out there. Making amazing music, and it's actually became very difficult because there's so much new music out there, and some of it's junk and some of it's good, and you have to sort through it.
It's all done with seven chords.
Yeah. But we got next one coming up. How about that? We'll do some different stuff. How about that?
Hey, you're the boss. You're the one that...
This is a little bit older.
Put all this together.
Yeah.
Thank you. washed all other colors away today. And to my surprise, the feeling was good when we said goodbye. But I miss the warmth of love in the summer, of course I will. But you can't believe in what you can't feel. And I knew I'm better in the fall when all is new. I won't blame myself for not loving you. I'm better in the fall before the cold comes. Harvest is near. Thought I was in love. I'm better in the fall. Yeah, I'm better in the fall. I'm better.
You feeling more awake now, Bill?
What?
He's sleeping over
is
here.
Is it time to wake up?
Someone, Stack, give him an IV.
What was that? Something about the fall?
Better in the fall. That was the last song.
That's kind of a nice side.
Yeah.
A nice idea.
Do you agree with that? Do you think it's better in the fall?
Yeah, I definitely do. Yeah. Yeah. No humidity. And it gets a little cool, but so what?
Yeah.
It's easier to work when it's cooler.
That's true. You can split wood faster.
As long as it ain't raining, that's all. October's usually full of rain, but this year it's not.
Yeah,
not
it's kind of abnormal. We had a lot of rain in the spring, though. I remember that. It was just rain. That's what it was.
Yeah, well, it's not doing that now.
Yeah.
But it'll catch up.
Right.
So we're getting close to the end, aren't we?
We have one more song after this, and then we have another song. Then we have two more songs. We'll come back after this next one.
All right, well, let's do that.
All right.
I never seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you. Seen a squawk's tears? Well, look at mine. The people on the street have all seen better times. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more.
Time for the end?
That's correct. There's always an end to everything, Bill.
Yeah, I know.
Today's end for the show.
A lot of my friends have been dropping over.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, that's that's how it goes. It seems like that always that time of year, you know.
Let's just say goodbye and stay healthy, everybody, and be kind to each other.
Yeah, see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.